The wrong trolley.
On Saturday, Mum went to visit her friends in the city, and Ollie, Dad, and I went to do the shopping. The car park at the supermarket was very full. There was even a line for the barbecue out the front. Ollie and I groaned. We guessed it would be really busy inside. This was not our idea of a fun way to spend the weekend. Dad promised us a hot dog on the way back if we helped him.
Oh no, it's packed like sardines in a tin, said Dad, shaking his head at the crowds when we'd got inside.
The whole town must have picked that morning to do their shopping. Every checkout was full of trolleys. Traffic jams were everywhere, and you could see the supermarket staff busy running around. Bells were ringing. Till lights flashed. Babies cried. Calls could be heard for Brent to check out 4. Brent to check out 4. This was going to be hard work. Dad said,
We'll need to do this smartly if we want to get out alive. We need to work together. Ollie, you push the trolley. Jessica, you check the list. I'll do the running and grabbing.
He nodded at us.
Follow me, team.
Ollie ran off ahead with the trolley, one wheel squeaking, and headed for the fruit and vegetables. I chased after him with the list.
Wait, kids, Dad said. Not so fast.
We had gone past the flower stand. Dad laughed.
We may be in a rush, but you still have to take time to smell the roses.
He looked carefully through the buckets and picked out a big bunch of yellow flowers.
You know winter is over when you see these guys.
He put the flowers at the front of the trolley in the special holder.
Now we can get down to shopping.
Bananas. A little on the green side for my liking. Check. Cucumbers. Check. Tomatoes. Check. Bitter green leaves that only a rabbit would eat. Check. So far, so good. Ollie turned the trolley down the next aisle.
Nice corner,
said Dad. But straight away we hit a wall of shoppers and had to stop. Trolleys filled the aisle like a herd of sheep. There was no way past. Now we moved in slow motion. Cereal, the kind Mum eats with the nuts and the grains. Check. Walk, walk, squeak. Cereal, the kind Dad likes. Check. Walk, walk, squeak. Raspberry jam. Check. Peanut butter. Check. Walk, walk, squeak. As usual, we went past the exotic foods section without getting anything. Our family isn't very good with new foods. Nothing too spicy. Nothing too strange sounding. Dad's a real meat and potatoes sort of a person. Sometimes we get Chinese takeaways, but only ever sweet and sour.
Oh dear,
said Dad when we turned another corner and things weren't any better. On we went, past the shelves and shoppers. Dad picked out a big chicken for a roast dinner. Ollie chose ice cream for dessert. We bought frozen peas and bread. We picked up some shampoo and some soap. It was in the cold section that Dad said,
This is taking too long. Time for the park and ride.
Park and ride? Asked Ollie.
We leave the trolley parked here. Split the list up 3 ways and go back and forth, said Dad.
Okay, we said, anything to get out of that supermarket faster. It seemed to work well. Milk. Check. Cheese. Check. Butter. Check. Ollie and Dad raced through their lists too, and in no time we were at the checkout. We might have been stuck behind a family with a cart filled to the top, a man with a lot of frozen dinners, and an old couple who moved slowly. But at least we'd made it. Dad picked up a magazine to read while we waited. When we finally got to the front, Dad said,
"Look, I'll do it from here."
He handed us some money.
"Go and get a hot dog each, and I'll meet you outside."
He carried on looking at the magazine while he started unloading. We sat in the sunshine by our car, eating our hot dogs. And not long after, Dad came out. He unlocked the car and we put in the shopping. "Home," Ollie said, wiping tomato sauce from his chin.
"You are great helpers," said Dad. "We'll have a roast dinner tonight."
But it was when we got home and got the shopping bags into the house that I noticed that something was missing.
"Dad, where are your flowers? The flowers were not there." "That's odd," said Dad, looking around. His face dropped. "Don't tell me I've left them behind. My flowers, my springtime friends."
But they weren't there. "Hold on," said Ollie, unpacking a bag.
"What's this?"
He held up a box. Dad turned the packet over, looking at the label.
"I don't remember buying that."
He reached inside the bags, his face getting more puzzled. There were some of the things from our list, but there was a lot that wasn't. Dad picked out some packets of spices.
"I have no idea what those are for."
"Dried apricots, preserved lemons, some sort of bread?" I continued, emptying one of the bags. Dad shook his head.
"You know what's happened, don't you? We've gone and taken the wrong trolley," he groaned.
"It must have happened during the park and ride," said Ollie, "when we left the trolley behind. And at the checkout, you were too busy reading that magazine." Dad said,
"The bill seemed about normal."
Dad sighed and grabbed his car keys.
"Back to the supermarket," he said.
Then he saw the looks on our faces. Hot dogs weren't going to work this time. Dad looked around in the other shopping bags.
"Well, I guess we could use most of this," he said. "But there's no roast dinner."
He held up the spices again.
"And just what on earth do we do with these?"
We looked on the internet. It was my idea. I typed in, "What is a tagine?" and quickly found out. Ollie wasn't that keen and had gone to play with his games. I read out aloud from the website. "A tagine is a dish found across North Africa. It is usually a spicy stew of vegetables, fruit, and meat, often served with couscous."
"Ah, that's what the spices are for," said Dad.
"And the apricots and lemons," I added. I kept reading. The name comes from the special pot the dish is cooked in. There was a picture of a wide clay dish with a lid that rose up high like a round tent. It looked really cool.
"Well, we don't have one of those, so we can't make it,"
said Dad. I thought he sounded a little relieved. "Wait," I said. "It says here on the recipe that a casserole dish will do."
"Oh," said Dad.
Come on, I grinned. It'll be fun.
It says it's a stew, eh? Your mom quite likes a stew,
he said. That afternoon, we got to work. I'd read that the tagine needed to be cooked slowly for lots of hours, so we timed it just right for when Mum would get home. First, Dad had to chop some onions and garlic, and then I fried them in butter. Dad said the house was getting smelly with garlic and opened the windows. That was just the start. Next, we had to cook the spices to let the flavors out, the recipe said. I measured out 2 teaspoons of the golden tagine powder and tipped them into the pan. Suddenly, the kitchen filled with the most amazing smell. I added another spice. I thought it smelled really good, but Dad wasn't sure. Dad waved around a tea towel and opened some more windows.
Are you sure about this, Jess?
He said, turning on the fan. Just give it a chance, I laughed. Ollie came out of his room to see what was going on. Dad and Ollie watched as I added the meat. Our mystery shopper had bought lamb, some apricots, and one of the preserved lemons. Then the recipe said to almost cover the mixture with stock, which is kind of a clear soup. Put the lid on and put it in the oven.
And that's it?
Said Dad, who was still not sure. I checked the recipe one more time. That's what it says, I said. All we need to do is let it cook for a few hours. Stir it from time to time. And when it's ready, we do the other things, but they only take a minute. When Mum came home from the city, we ran and told her about the shopping trip and Dad paying for the wrong trolley. Why am I not surprised? She said, shaking her head.
Hey, it was a jungle out there,
said Dad, holding up his hands. Whatever, Mum said with raised eyebrows and a sly smile. Then I told her about the tagine that I had made all by myself. I had to explain to her what a tagine was. You know, I thought something smelled good, she said. Can we eat soon? I'm starving. Ollie and Dad got the table ready while I finished the other things. When everything was ready, Dad took the dish out of the oven for me and carried it to the table. As the chef, I got to take off the lid. Once the steam had gone, everyone looked in. The stew had turned a golden brown color and looked soft, like you could cut it with a fork. It smelled delicious. Wow, said Mum. That looks amazing. Mum put some of the stew on our plates. I was watching Dad. He took a small mouthful and chewed it slowly. Then he took another slow bite and another and then ate it all up.
This is really great, Jess,
he said, some food stuck to his chin. I'll say, said Mum. Where did you say tagine comes from? North Africa. Well, that's a first in this house, Mum said with a smile. And I hope not the last.
Here's to trying new things, said Dad, raising his glass.
And to our mystery shopper, said Ollie. Yeah, I wonder what our mystery shopper thought of our shopping list, I asked.
I'm sure they're enjoying those flowers, said Dad with a sigh.